Thank you. Today I'd like to give you a Cliff Notes version of my master's project, which is compost leaching caused by intermittent rainstorms. So increasing urbanization results in a greater percentage of land cover by impervious surfaces. And these surfaces result in reduced infiltration of rainwater and increased runoff to surface water bodies. This runoff presents a threat to water quality and aquatic organisms via stream bed erosion and transport of contaminants. Low-impact development is a broad term for a set of management practices that promote on-site infiltration, retention, and filtration of stormwater. Rain gardens and bioretention cells are example LID installations that rely on the natural filtration capacity of soils and compost. However, monitoring data from a local Western Washington government revealed that there can be leaching from these bioretention systems. And so my study investigated the leaching contribution of the compost component of these bioretention cells. And my experimental schematic is pictured in the top left. So we designed a column study using two different ages of compost, 6 months and 24 months, to evaluate the leaching potential. And we use two different ages based on the hypothesis that the age of the compost may contribute to the leaching potential of compost from bioretention cells. So we irrigated our columns with deionized water for a period of 4 hours, representing a single storm event. The storms were applied every 2 weeks for a total of 18 storms in the experiment. On the top right is a graph of the dissolved copper results in the leachate. The red bars indicate the mean concentration of dissolved copper from the 6 month treatment, while the blue bars indicate that of the 24 months compost. And as you can see, we see a decline in dissolved copper concentration after the fourth storm. However, these concentrations never decline below the industrial stormwater discharge permit level for Western Washington, which is represented by the green line at 14 micrograms per liter. The mass balance table at the bottom represents the percentage of the total original copper content of the compost and that leached over the course of the experiment. And this data indicate that upwards of 97% of the original copper content did not leach from the columns during the experiment. The overall conclusion or take-home message is that we see a sustained leaching of dissolved copper from compost in these bioretention cells, and that it may serve as a continued source of this of trace metal contamination, and that we need to figure out how to better manage and implement these systems to prevent surface water contamination. So if you'd like more information, please visit my poster, number 1447. Thank you for your attention.
Any questions?
I think I get one, so anybody. Oh, Savoch. We chose that to look at the effects of drying period, so an antecedent drying period, and then potential effects of a wetting front, and if that released pulses following successive storms.
Another question?
Our feedstock is 80% yard waste and 20% food waste, actually. So there's no animal waste. So I guess plant material? I don't know. We didn't... Sorry. I can't answer that question for you. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So what was the difference in the initial copper concentration?
There was actually no significant difference in the initial feedstock of the two ages. But we did see a significant difference in the leaching of the total copper leaching from between the 6 and 24 months.
So do you know if they make anything?
I'm working on that. But maybe we can talk about it at my poster if I can stop by. Thank you.
Thank you.